You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. I've got the coach, Lindsay Parry, with us. Lindsay, how's it?
Yeah, it's very good, Brad. Always awesome to catch up with you and answer some questions.
Yep, and this is the first one on the comeback trail. It's from Sean. It was posted a short while ago in the forums. He said, good morning all, wishing everyone a blessed and happy new year. We are halfway through January now, but happy new year anyway. May it be a safe one. He says, I'm having a bad case of the nerves as the enormity starts to sink in of what I've committed myself to doing with entering Comrades. Best description I can think of. I love this, Sean. He says, I feel like a little fish in a big ocean. I was full of confidence last year while running half marathons, but I'm struggling with the transition to marathons, which is messing with my head. My training over December break went well. I did most of the programmed runs in Umhlanga, which is in KwaZulu-Natal for our international listeners, close to where the Comrades route is. So at last, he got some much-needed hill training in. He didn't follow through with his strength training, which has left him feeling like he got a bit of a kick in the gut by a mule this week after resuming the strength training. How does one get over the mental challenge of Comrades and focus on training without, and he says he'll be honest here, the fear of failure? I'm not concerned about a DNF. I just don't want to snooker my chances of enjoying the training and run itself by focusing on all the negative. Thanks and cheers, Sean.
Yeah, so this is an absolutely beautiful question because I think it sums up how so many people feel. And as I did say to you, Sean, welcome to January. And in particular, when it comes to Comrades, it just becomes so real in January that you are training for a race that is 90 kilometers long. And when you say that out loud, it's enough to make a stool move and for you to have to hurry down the passageway to the bathroom. And that is how everybody feels. Okay. So the first thing I think is to just recognize that, hey man, this is normal and we're all feeling like this. And that there is a process to follow along the way. And although it feels like it's right here, it is 6 months away. There are a lot of sessions that are going to take place between now and then. And each session should be looked at as a building block. And they do, they build up on each other, and we can run further and further. And we, you know, by the time Comrades rolls around, we're doing marathons as training runs. I mean, that's another thing that when you say that out loud, I mean, that is just, that's bonkers. Okay. So we're going to be doing marathons as training runs. And that really just sums up how this process slowly but surely unfolds. And if we just focus in on our short-term targets, which is to get through our long runs, get through our qualifier, tick off our first ultra, and before you know it, you find yourself 4 weeks away from race day, nervous because it's 90 kilometers, but really feeling like you belong on that start line, that you've earned your place on that start line, and that your chances of success are actually really good.
Absolutely. Sean, great question. Thanks for popping in the forum. And don't forget, if you'd like to get your question in, all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/join. Pop your question in the forum and we could be picking it out and answering it on the next episode of the podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. You can find us on all the podcast platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, the works. Just search for Ask Coach Parry. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers. Hey, it's Brad here again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, we're giving away 3 months access to the Coach Parry Training Club to the value of 1,000 Rand at the end of this month. So if you would like to stand a chance of winning, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you're listening to this podcast on. And don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or you'd like to run as well as we know you can, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.